guys. You know, we faced a number of challenges as a football team and as a coaching staff this year, and it's very obvious that we're nowhere near the expectations that we had as a team and as an organization. And responsibility for that solely goes on me. We did not have the type of season that we wanted, and we're going to do everything in our power, starting last night at 7 o'clock, to work towards fixing that in 2014 as we recalibrate our organization. And with that, I'll turn it over to Thomas.
To echo what Mike just said, obviously we are disappointed with a 4-12 season. We had very high expectations from a management standpoint as well. There are a lot of changes to be made and adjustments to be made and considered. I have all the respect and the faith in the world in Mike Smith as a head coach and his leadership, as well as our personnel department, as far as, again, calibrating and looking at our roster, looking at the entire football operations with myself, Smitty, and Arthur Blank, and getting this team back to the standards that we set back in 2008. So with that, we will open that up to questions.
For either of the gentlemen or both, what internally do you all already to say publicly were the factors that led to the first place to last place season?
Well, as I've said many times, as the season wore on, there was one thing that we did consistently, and that was play inconsistently. We didn't play well offensively, defensively, special teams, or coaching. The markers that you look at that are important, we didn't hit those goals. We didn't win the line of scrimmage in most football games, and that was a factor. And again, we're going to continue to evaluate everything from top to bottom in terms of what we have to do to fix this situation.
You know, Dee, this is also a function of acquisitions and, you know, changes in rosters and talent and depth, something that we're going to analyze at all levels. And we are truly going to, you know, pare it back and peel back whatever we need to be incredibly honest with ourselves as far as our approach, as far as the decisions that I made and we made as an organization to move on from players or to acquire certain players. We believe that we have a talented football team here and that we need to make adjustments. We can talk about those as well. But again, I really truly believe that we have the nucleus and the coach, the leadership to turn this around quickly within our off season.
Thomas, how concerned are you about the offensive line and the problems that you guys have had there, and how do you address those issues?
You know, our offensive line, there's no mystery about that. We've had some challenges that have been difficult, not only for our offensive line, but for the guy spinning the ball, the guy that's very important for us, as many people on this team are. That's vital for us to be successful, to protect number two. I believe where things went awry offensive line-wise is more the missed assessment on the readiness of this offensive line to play together as a unit. I thought over and over how I could summarize that, and that's what I came up with. I think individually we have some players that are developing along the offensive line that we think have upside. Some were challenged more than others this year. Some played at times well, other times struggled. And we're going to do all in our power to make sure that we correct that at many levels. I mean, from the standpoint of future acquisitions to what I'm sure Mike would comment on from the standpoint of instructing and developing those players.
Is that just kind of the way luck goes sometimes?
Well, I believe we've been very fortunate in our first five seasons to stay relatively healthy. Unfortunately, there were injuries this season that created some challenges, but it's our responsibility as coaches. We have a roster that we work with through April, May, June, and July to prepare them for the season. We can't use those as excuses. Obviously, we would all like to have the guys that are number one on our depth chart playing all season long. Unfortunately, that was not the case this year.
Have you made any changes in your coaching staff yet, or have any coaches left for other jobs?
No, we have not. And again, guys, if there will be any changes, we'll let you guys know.
There were a number of players that we were fortunate to have an opportunity to see, you know, play a lot of plays and have a lot of reps on our team, both special teams as well as on the offense and defensive side. I'd probably say Desmond Trufant. Have a guy like that come in. As you know, we moved up eight spots to acquire him in the draft, and we had high expectations for him, and we think that he continues to grow with each rep and every game he plays. He's a competitor. To me, he's one of the guys, you know, moving forward that embodies what we believe, and that's, you know, playing this game with a passion and an element of toughness and grittiness, albeit at a corner position that we're looking for. So it's been fun to watch him develop and evolve as a first-year corner.
Coach, there's been an awful lot of staff changes league-wide from a lot of different teams. I know you mentioned you'll let the media members know exactly if you make any changes. When can we expect that to happen?
Again, guys, we're going through an evaluation from top to bottom, and it will include everything. There's a time frame and a decision tree in terms of the time that we will make those decisions. I think that everyone realizes that it happens at a certain time, usually in the first 2 weeks after the season. I'm not going to talk about specifics about contracts, but I will tell you this. All three of our coordinators are now under contract for next season. They are very good football coaches that I'm glad that we have them under contract, and I'll have the opportunity to work with them in the 2014 season.
As we all know, there are two ways to acquire, and that's through free agency and the draft. And you know, both sides of the spectrum offer, you know, valuable potential additions, and it's something that we're going to look heavily at on both sides. I mean, we have to, as we do at other positions that are of need. But obviously, the offensive line, back to making sure that we protect the guy that we've made a heavy investment and believe that he is the guy that's going to take us to where we want to go. It's very, very important that we have that, as I mentioned, other years. We believe it to make sure that we have that solid front in front of him protecting.
With some of the struggles that some of the guys have had on the line, does it make you know, the guys that you drafted high or whatever, mm-hmm. does it make you reassess your approach towards dissecting those guys, or what does that make you do?
You know, interestingly enough, I've heard things reported about, you know, our prowess and personally my prowess in bringing in offensive linemen. And our approach here has been, as you know, we've drafted one in the first round, one in the second round, and then two threes, four, fives, and such. That's been our approach because we believe that you do not necessarily have to go, you know, extremely high in the draft to acquire and, you know, because that's a position where you're going to continue to develop your football players. As far as looking back on how we've approached it, we wanted to put the right people around Matt offensively in the past, as we've done defensively this year. That's important for us. We will never get away from making sure that we have the right talent on the periphery. Our focus will continue to be on the inside, both offensively and defensively, and We're not going to second guess or question what we've done from an offensive line standpoint. We do believe that we have talent along the offensive line that will continue to develop. With that, you know, they need to continue to develop on their own, as well as, you know, with our coaching staff, you know, encouraging them and pushing them to be the best that they can be. That's important for us.
Coach, you hand out game balls for the season on offense and defense. Who would you give those out to? Is there an assistant coach that maybe?
Oh, gosh.
You don't see often?
Well, I would have to, you know, think on that, because there were a number of players on the offensive and defensive side of the football that did some good things. I think that our quarterback played extremely well throughout the season. He was very accurate. When he had time to throw the football, he had games where he was above 75% in his completion percentage. I think that he played well. There were spurts where other guys on the offensive side had some outstanding games. And on the defensive side of the ball, the guy that probably stepped in and did a wonderful job was Paul Worlow. This is a guy that was a tackling machine, that was an undrafted free agent that ended up playing a significant amount of snaps for us this season. And I'm not going to comment about my coaching staff. I've got to go back and have a meeting with them here in a few minutes, and I'm sure it would be out there. But, you know, we've got to do a better job as a coaching staff. Ultimately, that's how we're judged. That's how the head coach is judged. And as I mentioned earlier, I take full responsibility for the record this season.
For both Thomas and Mike, I mean, what are some things going forward that you look at the way this season was built and the way that things went, that your job going forward you look at and say, well, maybe we shouldn't do it this way. I'll go about it this way.
I think that you have to evaluate everything in terms of how you start in April, and we'll evaluate how we start in February as a coaching staff. As I told the team in the last meeting, the season doesn't start in September. The 2014 season starts tomorrow. And, you know, there's things that we have to look and we have to evaluate, and we are looking at it all the way through in terms of how we start our off-season program, when we start our off-season program. We are limited by the CBA and what type of activities that we can have, but we will do some change-ups and we will change some things that we've already discussed about our off-season. And to me, that's where you lay the foundation for your season. So we're always going to be looking to evaluate what we can do better and what we feel like will help not only the coaching staff but help our football team.
You know, from my standpoint, we've analyzed and overanalyzed and continued to analyze every move we've made in the off season and, you know, leading up into this season, all throughout the entire season. Mike and I have discussed it many, many times, and we'll continue to discuss. One of my conclusions at this point is that this isn't necessarily one move or the other move or this move or that move. It's not the individual moves. It's the aggregate of the moves that we made that I think hindsight might have been, again, misassessed the importance and how it would affect the entire team. Again, I don't think there's an individual move that we look at that we were concerned about necessarily. It's all of them together and how they affected the team at many levels, not necessarily always on the field, could be on the locker room, could be from a, leadership standpoint. We feel like we have some very good leaders on this team right now. But that's one of the areas that I've spent a lot of time thinking about.
Can I ask both of you guys, and I'll start with by saying maybe it's too easy for us on the outside to talk about toughness, but I do think it's fair to talk about nastiness. Can I ask both of you, you think, as you get ready to assess this and look at film again, do you think this team was nasty enough
dole it out the way it has to be in this league?
Well, I'll say this. I know this team is a tough football team. This is a tough sport that only tough people play. There's not a whole lot of us that could go out there and do what those guys do. You know, nastiness can be judged in a different sense. I may look at it one way. You may look at it another. I do believe this. I believe that we have to do a better job winning the line of scrimmage. And there's a lot of nasty things that happen on the line of scrimmage. And it's very important philosophically that we do that. If we're going to be successful, we've got to be able to control the line of scrimmage. And I don't believe that we did that effectively during the season. And it's something that we definitely have to improve on. So I don't know if that answers your question, but if you control the line of scrimmage, there's usually some nastiness going on, and we've got to control the line of scrimmage.
Would that go forward then to commit more to the run, Coach? Because it seemed like, you know, the running stats are down, but it didn't really seem like there were a lot of carries, as many carries as there were in previous years. Do you know what I mean? Committing to the run.
Well, I think what happened to us in a three-game stretch, I think we were online to be close in terms of our rushing attempts. But we got into three games there at a stretch in the middle of the season where we could not run the football simply because of the score. There were some turnovers that were returned for touchdowns. It was coming out in the second half of the ball game, and you got down by two-plus scores. And we weren't able to do that. But I will say this, guys, at the core, as the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, I believe that you have to control the line of scrimmage. And if there's one thing that stood out this year, is that we did not control it on both sides of the football. And it doesn't mean necessarily running the football to control.